I'm not just saying that because the next one coming out also has kind of merged reality with some, you know, taking some liberties with reality. I'll leave it at that.
Truth is stranger than fiction?
Yes, it could be. And there's a lot of things that just won't be able to put in a book. However, the things that we have put in a book, we're bringing these two worlds together. As we mentioned on the last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures in the Turks and Caicos, we brought everybody on board the boat, and we told them that we were going to write them into this this next Mike Scott novel. And they've been waiting. They've been bugging me, going, hey, when's the book coming out, Greg? It's been like a month now. Come on. I mean, see,
Slacker, make him write.
Yeah. Casey, have you been wondering? Like what you're going to be, how you're going to be featured in
I've
this?
I've been crying myself to sleep, not knowing when it might happen.
Well, Casey, you're now Lacey.
Yeah,
just so you know.
That's right. We just said
But he looks good in a bikini.
I don't think so.
Greg is Craig.
No.
Craig the Dive Master.
No, they're going to use. They're using the real names.
The names haven't been changed to protect the innocent.
No, we're going to look at Casey's name.
There's no innocent.
They all
no
said we were innocent.
True.
Yeah. And so, anyway, Eric has kind of come up with the next draft of the book. And we hope to have this out when? All right, this is going to be out in the next couple of weeks. Is that the plan, Eric?
Assuming everything goes as scheduled, my goal is to have it out on December 26th. So, the day after Christmas, when everybody who just got their new tablet or their new ebook reader device is downloading ebooks. I want to have it out by that day.
All right. Well, that is
the day after Christmas when it's too late for holiday gift giving. Good plan. Everyone else zigs, he zags.
No, I don't.
Because everyone's going to have their stuff available before Christmas. Why?
Well, they were going to buy all of the other books before Christmas, and he wants to have something new.
No, see, what people do is you give Amazon gift cards. And so then all the people are taking their new ebook reader and their new Amazon gift card and start downloading stuff.
See, CJ?
Genius.
Yeah. Now he changes his tone. Right.
For those few people not in the ebook world, will it be coming out in hard copy so we can send it to others?
There will be a printed copy as well. I do that for all of my books. So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This one will be a novella. We're still working on the title of it. Pirates of the Caribbean is taken.
As long as we don't call it, like, Greg Leads the Way.
Well, we were in the Turks and Caicos, so that's the backdrop. So it'd be something like,
Turks and Chaos.
Whoa!
That's actually not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Actually really not bad.
I like it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
See, I really do like that.
I know. I haven't read the final
draft. He's going to want royalties.
No, but,
that's free.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And we've got the recorded notes.
Yeah.
I actually really like that.
I did, too. Cursing chaos. Why not?
I'm assuming there's chaos involved.
There's a little bit of chaos, yeah. International intrigue. But I'm in it, and everybody else who's on the boat.
Greg and the boobies.
No, that was the Galapagos.
Actually, the unique challenge for this story was writing it completely contained to the boat.
That's right.
The entire story is set on...
The liveaboard.
The Turks and Caicos Explorer. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Casey's, that's going to feel very interesting. Well, actually, you've been on the boat too, CJ.
Is that the one I went on?
Yeah.
Great boat.
Right. So when he writes the story, he describes like it's this cabin and da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, I know where I was in that cabin once, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really neat if you've been on the boat, but the backdrop for the whole story is our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And Mike Scott happens to join the party, which
He was just trying to relax, right? He was just trying to go on vacation.
He was.
That's exactly.
And he showed up on our boat.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
But we can't catch a break.
We try to end up saving the world kind of thing, you know, and it brings everybody together. It's really cool. And I'm very excited about it. So that'll be hopefully the day after Christmas. We're working on that right now. I just wanted to give everyone an update.